in the overall picture of, and I just heard your new single, and I got to hear it, and it's just awesome. I love it. If you were on a, you know, had to achieve your goals, and you were touring, and you had the bus and the planes and the wherewithal, would you take the girls with you?
I would love to.
Would you pull them out of school and homeschool them kind of thing?
I don't know that I would do that.
Right.
Going back to, I don't think I really answered your question. Yes, when I am on the road right now, that's the one thing I miss, is my kids and my husband. I mean, I really do genuinely miss them, especially at night and early in the mornings when I've got nothing to do or when I'm getting ready for bed or getting ready for a show and it's that quiet time just by myself. That's when I miss them the most. So, sorry, I just wanted to answer your question.
Oh, no, that's
yes, I miss them. Now, in answer to that question, as far as I'm pulling them out of school, I don't know that I would. They don't have lots and lots and lots of years left in school, at least not my oldest one especially. But the community I live in is not a big, bustling community anyway. And all the people around us there know what I do for a living. So it's not like if I do make it, so to speak, that it's going to be a big shock to the people around us and the peers that my girls go to school with, that they would be like, whoa, and then it would become a problem for my daughters. I don't think. You know, if it did, of course, I'd bring them out. But I think for right now, they would want to stay in school where they are, and I want to make that possible for them if that's what they want. And in the summers and vacations, come on along, you know. Then I'll take them as much as they would like to go.
Do you foresee that they are going to have themselves pursue music, do you think?
Well, my oldest one tells me that she's interested in two things in going to college. One, she wants to be a lawyer. And two, she wants to study music. Now, I don't know how she will manage to get the two of those things together, but if anyone can do it, my oldest daughter will figure a way. A singing attorney or something.
So now you grew up and your mother was a singer. You guys grew up from the time you were babies sitting on the porch singing together and singing in church and have had a whole life of that. And your mother was a single mother and she raised you guys. And then you were a single mother at one point and then you've raised your girls and you've been in the music around it all your life. And now you've gotten into bigger and bigger scopes of it, more farther along with your career. How do you feel as a mom that your oldest daughter wants to be, has any thoughts about doing what you've done?
One of the things that my mom never had, and that she was, well, I should say, she never had anyone when she was a single mom. I don't think she had that support system, that someone that said, you can do this, or taught her how to obtain a goal or go to school or whatever it was she wanted to pursue a dream. I don't think she had the support system or the knowledge from other people to help her get there. And what's funny is, you know, with me, when I was growing up, and I know it's the same for all of my siblings, one thing our mother taught us was independence. But I guess because she had to be so independent, you know, and it was one of those things, you know, you don't foolishly spend money and you love those around you and you keep your family close and that kind of thing that we all know. And that just spills out of me to teach my children. But on top of that, I also teach my girls independence. I want you to have a career in something that, for example, a lawyer. Pursue that dream. Make that happen. So that you've got that there. And I know it sounds crazy because here I am pursuing this dream, but I want them to be independent and firm and steady in a good career, but I want them to have the same love and desire of music that I have. How can you give them both?
So you would be cool if it was just that, if one of them said, hey, I'm just going to be a singer and there's not going to be any lawyer or other things.
No, I would be. I just want them to go about it the right way. I don't know how to teach them that, but I don't want them to just, for example, pack up and go and leave and just say, you know, I've had no training in this. I don't know where I'm going to start. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a job. I don't have any money. Here I go. I don't want that.
Right.
But if they're going about it the right way, of course, 100%, I'll support them and help them any way I can, and it would make me very proud.
This next record is going to be out. Do you foresee a time, and not to get you in trouble at work, but do you see it for a time where, is that your goal? Is this would be full-time, and this is all you would do is the music? That's the aspiration.
That's absolutely
And everyone that knows you knows that. I mean, that's what you're...
Yep, and even the boss knows
that. They're on your... They would be on your totally supportive.
And he even told me one time that he absolutely wishes me the best, and that he hopes that I can reach an opportunity that so many people never have. So I have that support from him. And between our mom, my husband, and the boss that lets me off work when I need to, I absolutely have the support I need to be happy in where I am. And of course, I want it to go all the way, but even if it doesn't, as far as I am, is a lot further than most people will ever get. And that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't, like I said before, I don't want to get out of my roots, past my upbringing.